Question 3. Isn't it true that Islam is an Arab religion? This mistaken assumption is possibly based on the fact that Prophet Muhammad was an Arab, that most of the first generation of Muslims were Arabs, and that the Quran is in the Arabic language. But in actual fact, only about 18% of Muslims in the world today are Arabs. The largest Muslim populations are found in Indonesia, the Indian subcontinent, and other parts of Asia. Islam is also widespread in many parts of Africa, and there are substantial minorities in Europe, North and South America, and Oceania. Islam is the fastest-growing major religion in the world, and its adherents on all continents include both Arabs and non-Arabs. Further, not all Arabs are Muslims, for there are significant communities of Christian Arabs, as well as a number who belong to other religions or profess atheism. While Arab is a geographic and cultural term, Muslim refers to an adherent to the religion of Islam. While the revelation was still in its early stages, the Quran disclosed that Islam is indeed a global religion. Allah addressed His Prophet therein saying,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ
And we have not sent you but as a mercy to all the worlds. Chapter 21, verse 107.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
And we have not sent you except comprehensively to mankind, as a bringer of good tidings and a warner, but most of the people do not know. Chapter 34, verse 28. Islam is meant for all people, regardless of race, nationality, cultural, or religious background. From the commencement of his mission, the Prophet's companions came from a wide range of lands and races. Among them was an African, a Byzantine, a Persian, and a Jewish scholar. All were united in the brotherhood of faith. There are many references in the Quran to the universal nature of Islam. It frequently addresses humanity saying, O mankind, or O people. The Prophet, his companions, and their followers made every effort to spread the message of truth to all nations and peoples. He naturally began the propagation of God's message among his own people, the Arabs, but that does not mean it was restricted to them. Rather, only that initially conveying it to those nearest him was the logical first step toward the realization of a long-term goal. Later in his mission, when conditions became more favorable, he sent letters of invitation to Islam to the rulers of the Byzantine and Persian empires, Abyssinia, Egypt, Damascus, Bahrain, Yamama, Oman, and others who represented the influential world figures of the day. Whatever their response to it, the Prophet's message was fully acknowledged by the major powers of his time.